President-elect Bush's choice for Secretary of Labor is Linda Chavez. Chavez first stepped into the national spotlight during the Reagan administration as head of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. She's been a commentator on this program, and today she's a political columnist and president of the Washington-based Center for Equal Opportunity, a think tank critical of affirmative action. Chavez promised to keep faith with Americans who paint houses and work in restaurants and department stores, as her parents did.
I hope also to seek out new opportunities to increase the skills and the productivity of all Americans, to promote safe working conditions, and to administer the nation's labor laws. I intend to vigorously enforce the department's regulations to guarantee non-discrimination by federal contractors.
The leaders of the AFL-CIO aren't convinced. The union's president, John Sweeney, issued a statement saying he was disappointed and disturbed by the nomination. Sweeney went on to call it an insult to American working men and women, citing Chavez's opposition to the federal minimum wage and affirmative action. The Labor Department oversees the largest anti-discrimination and affirmative action program in the country, covering 26 million workers whose employers have contracts with the federal government. William Spriggs is director of the National Urban League Institute for Opportunity and Equality.
It gives great pause that the federal agency, which is given charge to make sure that federal contractors are open and aggressive and making sure that they give all Americans an opportunity to work in advance, is not really in support of the law that she's going to oversee.
Business groups, on the other hand, hailed the nomination. The National Association of Manufacturers said Chavez had demonstrated a deep commitment to public service and a strong grasp of issues. Abigail Thernstrom, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute in New York, who's known Chavez since the 1970s, says she will be a superb Secretary of Labor.
She's extremely smart and very sure-footed altogether. This is not somebody working out their ideas for the first time. She has thought long and hard about what she believes in.
And while she has argued that the government ought to be colorblind, Chavez now becomes one of two Hispanics and four women that President-elect Bush has tapped for cabinet-level positions in his own quest for diversity. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.